Hello, I'm Commodore Alison Norris from the Australian Defence Force. Welcome to Exercise Talisman Sabre, the key bilateral Australian and US exercise being held in July 2019. This year, Talisman Sabre will be held across 1,500 kilometres of coastline, involving a number of defence and non-defence training areas. These areas range from Evans Head in New South Wales to Townsville in North Queensland and across coastal communities, the Coral Sea and the Great Barrier Reef. The Australian Defence Force conducts regular military training activities in a number of sensitive areas throughout the year, especially at Shoalwater Bay near Rockhampton, which is part of the Great Barrier Reef Marine Park. We take particular care to minimise the environmental impacts of these activities. I'm pleased to say that we have an excellent environmental track record and very effective management systems in place. We work with the Great Barrier Reef Marine Park Authority and Parks Australia to integrate environmental best practice into our operations. We undertake rigorous environmental assessment for all our training activities, which are thoroughly planned with strategies in place to ensure we protect this precious environment. We also undertake monitoring and research to better understand the ongoing impacts training activities may have on marine life and the bay itself. With more than 30,000 troops involved in Talisman Sabre 2019, it's important that we follow these environmental protocols to ensure we maintain defence and non-defence training areas in the best condition possible.
Welcome to Understory, this 11th day of September 2019. I'm Elizabeth Poe. This is our fourth episode exploring how sustainable the ANZUS Treaty is, how sustainable it is environmentally and socially. Talisman Sabre is supposed to be about the ANZUS Treaty, about defending Australia, but a large part of the exercise is to practice amphibious invasions, as well as give the United States military a great deal of practice operating with Australia and other invited allies. This interoperability means if there was a major war involving amphibious landings and high-end war fighting, as the Department of Defence calls it, there would be a full interoperability between Australian and American military forces. Today, Understory speaks with former Nuclear Disarmament and Greens Senator Joe Valentine.
Well, I know that Talisman Sabre is a really big risk, I think, for Australia. Every 2 years, there's this huge war rehearsal that involves over 30,000 people, mostly from the United States, Australia, sometimes Singapore, sometimes Indonesia, sometimes other countries in our area. Vietnam occasionally comes into it. So it's international, and what the United States is trying to do is to get all of their allies in the circle around the South China Sea and directly looking at China and North Korea, trying to get them all to have best interoperability is the term they use in the military. So the militaries all work together very effectively. But of course, it's the Americans who call the tune. It's mostly American military hardware, so it's good for their economy in that regard as well. We now have, off the east coast of Australia, Queensland, and right near the Barrier Reef, which is an environmental risk, huge bombings that happen as part of these war exercises. Darwin, with the 2,500 US Marines there, flying over Tyndall Air Force Base in the Northern Territory. So Australia's east and northern areas are very, very intimately involved. And that's how the Americans like it. And they want more and more American operability and American influence into our military.
Joe Valentine.
My name is Robin Taubenfeld, and I am a peace and nuclear-free campaigner with Friends of the Earth Brisbane and Australia. And I help coordinate the Defence of Earth project.
Well, certainly we understand that the Defence Department believes that it needs an opportunity to do training, and many Australians probably feel the same. So if you do need to train your military for potential armed conflict, I would suggest that using a World Heritage listed Ramsar protected environment would not be the ideal place to do so. There's no need for Australia to be using the Queensland and northern New South Wales coast in numerous locations to practice amphibious landings, which are invasion tactics for the defense of Australia.
Aloha and good day. My name is Major General Pete Johnson, and I am the Deputy Commanding General for U.S. Army Pacific. We are excited to participate in Talisman Sabre 2019. Side by side, Australian and United States forces will plan and conduct combined task force operations to improve the combat readiness and interoperability between our respective forces. We are excited to yet again to be working with our Australian counterparts under a relationship which began in World War I, grew rapidly during World War II, and remains strong today, 101 years of mateship. Our forces look forward to training across air, land, and sea locations along the New South Wales and Queensland coastlines within local communities and defense training areas, some of them near to one of the most important natural wonders in the world, the Great Barrier Reef. We acknowledge the unique nature of the Great Barrier Reef and its World Heritage status. Our U.S. forces will protect this amazing natural wonder as we conduct our training within the boundaries of the Great Barrier Reef Marine Park. Respecting the reef and protecting its fragile ecosystem will be instilled as a foundational tenet for exercises and an environmental ethic for our service members and civilians. Thank you for welcoming us into your country for another great year of mateship. We look forward to participating in Talisman Sabre 2019.
Audio from a Great Barrier Reef Marine Park video for this year's Talisman Sabre. The Department of Defence takes pains on its webpage to say it takes all necessary steps to safeguard the environment during TS19. The Australian Defence Force protects endangered species and marine mammals through a comprehensive framework of risk mitigation procedures developed after careful analysis of all defence maritime activities, ensuring it complies with relevant Queensland Commonwealth legislation. And there are a number of promotional videos made before and during the operation to assure everyone that 30,000 military personnel hitting the beaches at various locations along 1,500 kilometres of coast is a risk managed well. Can I ask Joe, why should we be concerned about the environment with Talisman Sabre?
Well, they detonate a huge number of bombs. There have been protests about this, of course, and I was part of that in 2015. But they do detonate a lot of weapons. They do ship to shore. They do air to land. They do amphibious landings with their craft. And part of it is right near the Barrier Reef. So that's a real worry. But, of course, it's the emissions that come from all of that ordnance that is exploded. And, of course, it's also the embedded energy in all of those weapons, the tanks and guns and planes and everything else that they've got. There's an extraordinary amount of embedded energy, which is a very great cost to the environment. The military internationally is one of the biggest single emitters of greenhouse gases. So I don't think we should be pretending that we're at war and using these weapons in that way. And of course, we should never be at war either and using weapons in that way. So that the worst drama and the worst environmental destruction has happened in other places where Australia has supported the US in going to war, like Iraq, Afghanistan, Vietnam, Korea. And so we have a legacy of environmental destruction from actual war, but the war rehearsals are pretty bad as well for the environment.
USS Ronald Reagan hosted the Deputy Prime Minister of Australia and other distinguished guests as part of Exercise Talisman Sabre 2019. The Honorable Michael McCormick, Vice Admiral Michael Noonan, and other leaders toured Reagan and watched flight operations from the flight deck. Talisman Sabre 2019 illustrates the closeness of the Australian and U.S. alliance and the strength of the military-to-military relationship. For USS Ronald Reagan, I'm Petty Officer David Warren.
And since 2005, Friends of the Earth members and members of Associated Peace and Environment and Social Justice Networks have been working together in collaboration to oppose the US military exercises that take place in Queensland and around Australia. We call ourselves the Peace Convergence when we do events. We are a broad network of people concerned about various issues, including the environmental impact, as well as the social justice and political ramifications of Australia seeming continuously to follow the US into US-led military activity and supporting US-led military activity on Australian shores.
Now, I've got a note here that the Defence Department says it is concerned about maintaining the pristine national parks and Great Barrier Reef. How do you respond to that?
Oh, my goodness. You know, it's just doublespeak. It's absolutely George Orwell 1984. You know, you call something black when it's white. That is ridiculous. That is crazy. They like to pretend that they're being responsible citizens, but there's no way that you can make that look good and be good for the environment, or that you're concerned about it. Maybe they don't go right into the Barrier Reef itself, but they're so close, and we know that spills happen from oil tankers. We know that accidents happen with the military vessels as well. It's just, there's just no way that that can be taken seriously.
So it's very interesting how the military both promotes Shoalwater Bay as a wonderful environment that they are involved in protecting and uses it in a way that actually is environmental degrading. The military exercises that, not just at Shoalwater Bay, but as part of Talisman Sabre and other military exercises, are really questionable as far as defending Australia goes. So there's no need for Australia to be engaging in what can only be described as nuclear weapons capable warfare for the defense of Australia. I think it's very interesting how the Defense Department portrays itself, but we can't see that the majority of the activity that takes place in the Talisman Sabre military exercises are actually about defense, but they seem to be more about offense and the offensive nature of military aggression. So practicing scuttling ships, practicing onshore landings, parachute drops, and practicing interoperability, high mobility rocket launch systems, and interoperability with nuclear capable vessels does not seem to be about defending the people of Australia, nor is it compatible with defending the environment of this beautiful and ancient land.
Robin Taubenfeld, who is with the Friends of the Earth in Brisbane and the annual Peace Convergence. Can you talk a little bit about ANZUS and where it is now compared to where it might be?
Well, where it should be is finished.
That's Jo Valentine, peace activist.
And, of course, when New Zealand opted out of it in 1985, they didn't sink into the ocean. In fact, New Zealand's trade with the United States went up because suddenly people thought, well, who is and where is this New Zealand? You know, so it actually worked in their favour. We could follow suit, but it's unlikely. It's very unlikely because, unfortunately, foreign minister after foreign minister, including one I spoke to in about 1985, Bill Hayden, said, we will never follow New Zealand. We're embedded too far. And I said, well, if we get 70% of Australians to say they want out of ANZUS, he said, doesn't matter. It won't happen. Even if we get 80%, 85%, 90%, we're in too far. Now, since then, of course, we've become a lot further embedded, and that to me is a great tragedy. President Obama announced in Darwin this thing about the Marines swapping into Darwin just for the winter season, which suited them, but their B-52 bombers are there all the time. They've now got some permanency throughout the year. And I don't think the Australian Parliament was consulted. Julia Gillard was Prime Minister at the time, and it was one thing about her that I really, really resented. She was like a fawning teenager, falling all over, saying, yes, 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 whatever you say. And, you know, there was no real thought about the implications of that and what it would do. Some people in Darwin like it, of course, because of it brings a bit of money in, you know, when the Marines are there and they spend up big. But we've handed our sovereignty over to another nation foreign troops on our soil, as well as Pine Gap, of course, which is the huge base in the middle of Australia, which facilitates all of America's spying and nuclear war planning. We should get rid of that as well.
Today on Understory, we've considered Exercise Talisman Sabre 2019 and the strange case of Australian troops practicing the defence of Australia through amphibious invasion. This joint military exercise between Australia and the United States is held every 2 years, an expression of the ANZUS Treaty. Exercises like Talisman Sabre provide intense training to ensure US and Australian forces are capable, interoperable, deployable on short notice, and combat ready. This has been Understory's fourth episode considering the sustainability of the ANZUS Treaty. We've used some short excerpts from Australian and US Department of Defence audio. As you would expect, this does not imply or constitute their endorsement. And likewise with those clips from an information video by the Great Barrier Reef Marine Park Authority. Thanks to Joe Valentine and Robin Taubenfeld. You've been with Understory, that's Adrienne Glamorgan and myself, Elizabeth Poe. You can listen to this program and earlier ones in the series, just Google Understory blog. And join us next week, same time, same planet, as we bring a special background report in advance of Friday the 20th of September's global climate strike. As there's always more to explore with Understory.